Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode. I mean, like, I'm super freaking pumped up just to be here. Literally, today had a 8-hour sleep, and I feel so freaking energized after, I mean, this week has just been a pain in the ass, to be honest. Traveling all around the place, having kind of like squandered my 130-day streak with all of the things I've been working on in terms of actually not having a single rest day for 130 days straight. There have been many things that I've essentially came to realize, and in this episode, I kind of want to just speak about that. Before that, never mind. I just want to do something else. But let's just dive straight in. I mean, like, literally, I'm not sure even where to start. I guess the first one is just family. And parents and stuff like that. I mean, the biggest heartbreaking moment for me is that essentially, like, you have just a limited amount of time in this world, and it's just about you, about how you actually use the time. And if you want to be everything to everyone, you will end up being nothing to no one, which isn't the best option to consider or to take, I would say. So just kind of like, there are many hard decisions that have to be taken by you, and you have to call the shots. You have to be able to have a lot of regrets, just not to regret the one main thing you've been working on, or you at least wanted to work on in the main game. So yeah, I guess like today I've jumped on a call with a few guys who requested some mentorship from me. I just wanted to help them out a bit, and at least like so that they're able to move forward and prevent them from making the same mistakes that I made. Like today, at the same time, after not working Wednesday, Thursday, let's just check this out. I'm pretty big on stats, and at the end of the day, like, literally I just want to get back to the warp mode I was in before. If you don't know what warp mode is, then it's very similar to, I'm not sure if you watch Star Trek, but in Star Trek you always had like the starships would enter this super crazy intensive mode where they would just they go at such a crazy speed, and I mean like literally just traveled throughout galaxies very, very fast. And that's something that I literally call the warp mode. So it's a model where you work pretty much all of your day, because like the thing for me, even like today I was literally thinking about, okay, should I stay in Vienna, should I move on? And after being in Dubai, and I was considering actually moving to Dubai, I was there for like 48 hours for sure. I mean, like, didn't have the system set up yet, but at the same time, literally, I just wasn't able to be so much focused. And for me, just being in my studio with my lights, with everything set up in a very good way, and the only place where I put the majority of my focus is actually working on the stuff that I'm working on. Like, I mean, that's the happiness for me, for sure. Like, just scaling this, purchasing a studio and doing more engaging videos and stuff will require time investment for me in terms of actually traveling a bit more. But at the same time, it's just like, literally, this is the V1 setup that is sufficient enough for me just to be able to scale stuff to a sufficient enough level where I would consider expanding any further. So just like kind of mentalities and a few things to point out here and there. So today I'm at 11 hours 44 minutes so far, and yeah, I'm aiming to hit at least 16 today. I literally just wanna do it. And at the end of the day, even though I was traveling a lot, I had a family vacation, a family event yesterday, I'll probably manage to hit something slightly above 70 hours of actual work time. Yeah, that should be accurate. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about you, about how actually committed you are to achieving your goals, whether you wanna go and whether you wanna achieve the stuff that you said you want to be working on, or whether you just kind of like fizzle out. If I just, even considering the stuff that I've done in Dubai, I literally, like, there are not many things that I would consider to be my hobbies except fitness. Literally just going to the gym and almost not killing myself, but just going there and busting my ass off in the gym and just being super sore. I mean, like, and just being super jacked. Like, that's my hobby for me. I don't have many other hobbies than that. For sure, skiing, it's a great sport to be a part of. Other stuff as well. But I mean, this, as far as it goes, I'm kind of like right with how things are right now with my hobbies and being super focused, because like the biggest hobby for me is business and just working on the stuff that I'm working on. Yeah. I mean, the mentality that I have is that I just really focus on actually going and hitting the 10,000 hours as soon as possible, because the more stuff I do, the more I actually realize that there's nothing that's secret about achieving great results. Only you essentially have to work a lot, try a lot, fail a lot, and then succeed at least a bit. And even a few bets that really turn out to be pretty good can lead to success. But yeah, there's just so much that you don't know, when the best thing that you can actually do is just go out there and do all the stuff that you actually like, just learn a lot, surround yourself by people who are much smarter than you are, get the right people on board into your team, and then just essentially roll with that. So that's as far as it goes. This week I also have done a lot of other things. I've stayed at a hotel that I wanted to stay at for a very long time. I've had Starbucks coffee for the first time in my life. I've never had it before. Actually, I just fell in love with that. I mean, like, it was just such an ideal place. The best vacation that I can even think of is just, I'm in Dubai Marina. Underneath the Ferris wheel, you have one Starbucks shop. It's super modern. You just sit there, you sip your coffee, you have your notebook, you're working just a bit. It's light work, it's not hard work. You're just like literally just mindstorming stuff, and you're looking over the entire Dubai Marina. And I mean, like, okay, this is essential. Like, that was the peak of the entire holiday, like nothing else. I mean, it was pretty decent. Just 2 days there, super focused, and right now I'm just getting back into focus, since I have like 7 days of straight focus, and only then I'm flying back to Miami for a conference where I just like literally spent and invested like $4,500. Jesus Christ. I mean, it kind of like we'll see. I mean, I'm prepared just to get the most out of it. At the same time, it's just like, okay. Hopefully it won't take that much of my focus from the actual main priorities I'm working on right now, because yeah, at the end of the day, like, these conferences won't take you any further if you just don't put the work in. And like, the main cause of actually not achieving the results you want to achieve is not being sufficiently disciplined, not going sufficiently deep enough to actually be able to tackle or grasp the small nuances that are making all the difference in the long term. What else to say? I mean, like, these podcasts and everything else, it just like literally feels that it's a bit of a part of me just sharing the journey here, even though sharing it on camera could be a bit better, at least. Like, today I was even considering, should I go and just speak it out loud on the camera, or just should I go and do it on voice memos and then just upload it to podcasts? I just decided to go this way. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the best option, though. I'll just definitely try to just be posting more videos so that you can actually see me. In terms of, like, how do I actually feel, literally, I feel more exhausted after this trip and, like, just doing all of this than I've felt when I was just traveling a lot. When I was just working 130 days straight without having a single break. I guess it's just about, like, even right now, I have, like there's not a single thing that I want to do except just work on myself and actually just go and self-actualize and do the stuff that I always wanted to be doing. And at the same time, I still have school and a bunch of other stuff going on right now, but at the same time, I just like literally focus on actually hitting the KPIs that I wanted to hit. And it's hard, like, at the end, like, day to day, it's the freaking hardest thing that you could be doing. But when you just look back after a successful month on what you've done before, it's just like, okay, like, great, we've done very, very great. And just trying a lot of stuff, going out there, learning a lot, just having clear KPIs that you're able to overlook and just see where things could have been done a bit better next time, just to be able to innovate and just take things a bit further. And in terms of actually just these last 4 days, I mean, like, I've literally gone off the road in terms of my diet. I've ate a lot of crap. I feel shitty a lot. At the same time, like, I just literally don't have craving to travel anymore. A lot of things that many people think, like this is the big one. There's a lot of marketing in the world. Like there are a lot of things out there that people advertise that they should be the things that you should want, and you should, like, your life will be different. You will be the cool kid. You will be feeling happier than ever before. But at the end of the day, like, literally what I found out is that, like, happiness is more of an inner place. Lately I found that, like, literally learning new stuff is where majority of my happiness lies, and literally just overshooting and going after my limits and just being that kind of an engaged guy, being just that kind of a guy who always goes and pushes for his limits. Right now, I would literally just try to simplify my life as much as it can be simplified, just to be able to just divest and invest most of my time and most importantly, focus on actually doing the main stuff. So, for example, I don't own a car. I don't travel that much except for conferences or like masterminds and stuff, like something that's very important. And I just literally just pick the special ingredients just to craft the recipe that's very important for me, because I literally, that the guys that I look up to the most are like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, these guys, they are at the top of their industries, and the only way how they actually got there is by thousands of hours of actual work, hard practice. And the same thing is something that I'm actually right now pursuing. So as far as it goes for business invested in the last 6 months, I guess, just give me a sec, I might be able to just make the calculation just to be on the safe side and just present you with accurate numbers. So in terms of business that combines both education and business itself, it's something like 950 hours so far, which sounds as a lot, but considering the normal work week or normal work schedule is about like 2000 hours a year, it's still nothing. The goal for this year is to have at least 4,000 hours under my belt, because like it works. Like once you learn something, it's very hard to unlearn it. And like you knowing this stuff will give you just so much perspective. And even right now, I'm just again trying to structure everything and just super focus and tell no to so many things so that I can actually just focus on the main priorities, the most heartbreaking things that I've said no to pretty much everything. I literally spend time with no people here in Vienna, like literally I see no one. I mainly have like, I guess I have like two friends that I actively spend a lot of time with. And the only big thing that I'm still investing a lot of time in is actually my family, even though it's not a lot of time in the great perspective, but still it's something very important for me. And literally just thinking about like, what's the, okay, just describe me the moment where you would feel the happiest that you could possibly be. For me, it wouldn't be anything just flashy. Right now, we're having experienced a lot of that flashy crap. Like for me, literally, what would be the most iconic place for me and just to be happy is just like literally go and do something very simple. Let's say take my sister and go camping and just grill some meat on a fire. It sounds very weird, but at the same time, it's just literally there's nothing else that I'm seeking for in terms of happiness. Like, okay, that's great. Or on the other hand, like in terms of actually going ahead and working on the stuff that I'm actually working on, it's a lot of fun, and I just can't have enough of that. Just can't have enough of learning, because the more you learn, the more better perspective you have. Based on that, you're able to take better shots, take better advantage of more opportunities. And right now, like I have my clear North Star that I'm pursuing, and I'm just really committed to giving it as long as it takes. In terms of like my specific goal, I wanted to hit, or I still want to hit two comma club award until the February 2025, and I'm flying back to back to Vegas. It's just something that kind of scares me on one point, and just something that I really want to achieve, something that I know is that there's a lot of hard work behind that. Right now I have the mentality that essentially I'll just be the hardest worker in the room. I won't place luck on anything I'm thinking about. Right now I'm in a mode where I'm just thinking about like whether it's worth it just to, let's say, increasing the amount of time that I actually sleep will enable me to make more out of my days, because right now I just sit on a rhythm where I was working 16 hours a day, and it might be a bit, actually not 16, it's more like 16 and a half, which leaves like 6.5 hours or sometimes even 6 hours on actual sleep. So I was just rather thinking of, okay, like getting more sleep, whether that would improve the consolidation of all the information that I have and being able to take better decisions throughout the day. I might be experimenting with that in terms of actually having a goal to hit. Like my goal is done in a way, like I would have to work every single day for 16 hours on average, like 365 days in a year, just to be able to hit actually that goal. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to do that this year though, but yeah. So, I mean, in the great scope of things, that there are not really that many things that I'm really searching for right now. It's just like literally going out there and going after the main thing. Like literally, I just like right now, I'm in like mental monk space where I don't really care about anything that's going on out there. I don't really care about going to into cinema, seeing the latest movie. I don't really care about Netflix. I don't really care about social media. I don't really care about going into expensive restaurants. I don't really care about like wearing the nicest stuff, being up to date with trends, driving a car. I don't really care about most of this stuff. Like the only thing that I literally care about is staying in shape and driving growth and business and in the stuff that I'm working on and just becoming one of the best people in the entire world. In this, and just literally, there's some depth in these words. And in terms of actually me expressing my these not desires, but like really like goals. In the past, I was literally just trying to find a reason why I wasn't, why my words didn't sound that deep, or why my commitments didn't sound that deep. But then, essentially, after working like 2,000, almost 2,200 hours in the last six, I mean, like 150 days, it's just about the work that you do. And the work that you do is a precondition for you actually achieving the results you want to achieve. It's just about like the stuff that you do. And for me right now, even considering the places where I wanted to move, like, okay, I have like literally, I'm just treating it as ammunition. Let's say you have, or like time. Like literally, I don't really look at, I look at time from a greater perspective. Like let's say I have 500,000 hours left in my life. And that's it. Like I won't get any more. Like this is what we're operating with. I'm like just fully okay with that because yeah, there is a difference in yeah, like living more years or adding more years into your life. Yeah, it's just like there's a difference in that. So like literally, yeah, just living your life in a way that you wouldn't regret it if you would just like. And here, like, I'm living it that way. Like, I've done so much stuff that I always wanted to do, and like, it's weird to say it, but I'm just like from a certain point of view, proud where I've like proud of the person who I've become, and yeah, and that's kind of like it. So, but there's still a long road to go and long journey to conquer. Yeah. So, where to start? Where did I even finish before? I mean, like, yeah, you just kind of like add depth into the stuff that you're doing by the actions you take. That's it. Like literally just do the stuff that you know you should be doing and do it for sufficient time enough and you'll be decently good. For example, for me, I invested 1,000 hours into school and I'm decently good at all of the things that I've been working on. I'm not investing any more time into school as of right now, so I'm not going to be the best in the subjects that I'm currently taking, but I'm 100% fine with that because I'm rather investing time into actual business. And there's a difference between like that's a kind of big acknowledgement that I've had in the last few days. It's just like there's a big discrepancy and difference in actually having a specialized knowledge versus having a general knowledge. No one is paying for general knowledge, but you people are paying for specialized knowledge. Being one of the best people in the world and actually doing something breakthrough new that's not even taught on universities because no one even like no one updates the curriculum on a monthly basis. But like the TikTok and everything else changes so freaking fast that by the time that a new course starts and finishes, like the stuff that they're teaching there, even if they would be updating it on a regular basis, will no longer be applicable. Like that's the thing, that's the world in which we are living right now. You have to be freaking innovating every single day, otherwise you're just being back left back behind. So yeah, I'm just kind of like focusing on this. I have just so many freaking friends that have just gone away and just not taken the university route. And have just literally scaled their agencies to multiple seven figures a year, literally just doing some awesome stuff that I'm really astonished by. I didn't take that road because the way how my parents presented me the opportunity, or at least like just really forced me to go to university, was in a way that okay, like literally you either go there or we won't be friends anymore. And before that, we had a great relationship together and everything else. So I was like, holy crap, I just really have to do this for you. So here we go. At the same time, just okay, I'm taking it from a different perspective, being grateful for everything that I have. At the end of the day, like literally just There are so many things that you're experiencing every single day, so many privileges that you're experiencing every single day that many people outside of the world can't really even fathom about. Even like comparing US to Europe, like literally here in Europe, like you're living your life to live it. Whereas in Europe, whereas in the US, everything is capitalistic and people are just literally striving to earn as much money as they can. Otherwise, just like okay, you have problems with retirement, you have problems with like these, all of these things that are happening there. But essentially for people in Europe, you have a lot of like retirements taken care of by the government. You have government housing that you receive for a very good price in terms of like everything itself. You have, I'm not sure, like you have a lot of things that many people don't really fathom in the US. You have even in terms of like healthcare payments, and like just a lot of things happening pretty often. So yeah, even like universities for free. Like I'm studying at one of the best universities in the entire Europe, and I mean in the entire world as well. And it's pretty much just free for me. I paid $20, and that's it. Like literally, just people in the US getting into that. Like that's a different game. But like for me, yeah, like whatever happened. I guess I'm here. I've been one of the top students and all the time. And right now I'm just literally just focusing on different stuff and rather going a different way and just really focusing on marketing, because that's like the main, just where I really want to become the best at. And like right now, literally the biggest breakthrough for me was that, okay, there are not really that many things that are left for me just to accomplish from the materialistic way. And I'm just more and more realizing that it's just about becoming better at the game and just playing the game. And that's what really brings more happiness to me than anything else. Literally right now I'm in a position where I can confidently say that just me being stuck in my room and working 16 and a half hours every single day just to make something happen is bringing me more happiness than just going out there and, let's say, traveling into Dubai. I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't really generate me happiness, and yeah, I mean, like, just essentially that whole thing is what's structured as a mastermind thing. But at the same time, it's just like literally you can, happiness is such a mental place. For example, I hate reading. I hate reading. For that reason, I install an AI reader into my Google and he reads me everything that I need to have read. That thing even reads me books and everything else. I literally hate reading. I love listening to stuff. I love speaking. That might be just a preference of mine. So I just kind of like just went in a different direction in terms of this and kind of made it work in a different way. But you can just still learn. I love learning from video courses. I love learning and listening to calls. I love doing other stuff. I mean, it's not just doing about what you love, but rather just doing about the things that actually bring you the results you want to have. But yeah, I mean, if you can make it a bit easier for yourself, then it's also props to you. Great. What else would I like to say? Yeah, so just literally throughout 95% of the things right now, the main goal for me is just to get back on track, and this week should be at least 116 hours, and thereafter I'm just literally flying to the US another week. I'm not sure if I even can fathom it right now, just to be able to expend another time just being stuck in a different country, just working on some other stuff, just consuming a lot of stuff. I mean, like, whatever, I just literally bought it to myself for doing some, yeah, for actually getting accepted to a master's degree. So I was like, okay, I have to go and celebrate it, but it's kind of like planning long term ahead. It's not that worth it though. So yeah, cool out. Yeah, I'm just literally reading out some notes. So not sure if there's anything else to share. I guess at the end of the day, it's just about the person who you want to become. And I guess I just literally have it very clearly stated. My happiness lies in just having a few friends and being very good at the thing that I'm working on, being one of the best in the world. Like, that's a commitment that I have. I haven't really taken this seriously enough in the last few years, being very honest. And like even right now, just being very honest, like these last 3 days, 4 days, I've literally been operating at a crappy level, not doing anything. And right now I'm in Vienna and just literally ready to kick ass. And like this is the thing, if you are surrounded by people who are achieving way more than you are, then there's just like a skill gap, or like there's a gap in terms of how much experience someone else has. And if you just see that person was doing something for 3, 4, 5 years more than you have, like, then be okay with that and just go ahead and just try to crash those 3, 4, 5 years of experience to as short period of time as you possibly can, and then you'll achieve the similar results as he's achieving if you do everything right. That's it. There's not that much. And in terms of, like, for example, for me, I'm not really searching for that much more experiences. I'm just literally trying to simplify everything to its purest essence, being live a minimalist lifestyle, because I've experienced that, and then, like, I literally had the privilege to be mentored by some amazing humans out there. Being so freaking grateful. And yeah, it's just, you have this life and you won't get a second one, so just, like, kind of be the person you always wanted to be. For me, it's being a superhero. So it's just literally working 16 hours a day on the stuff that I want to be working on, hitting 5,000 hours, 5,700 hours of actual work this year. There's nothing else that excites me more. There's nothing else that I would like to achieve more. This is the thing that I want to be working on. I'm going to be finished with my bachelor's very, very soon. And at the same time, just, like, literally pushing everything else that I'm working on to its maximum limits, and kind of learning from everything that I've done. Like, if you want to hear the biggest learning points for me from traveling to Dubai, like, the biggest one is that I actually feel more happier when I'm just literally locked in my room and working on all the stuff that I want to be working on. I'm able to do so much more. Like the amount of stuff that I'm able to do in a single day compared to when I'm traveling, it's like night and day. Like, literally, in one day, being focused here in Vienna, I can do, like, six times more than being stuck in Dubai. In terms of living and premises, the thing that I value more than, like, there are many things that I value a lot. The amount of focus that I'm able to get out of the location, the amount of, like, the proximity to facilities, gym, everything else, the type of people that are there. I have a lot of things here in Vienna, so I'm kind of, like, excited about that. And yeah, just kind of right now, just becoming more clear about the vision that I'm actually creating. And, like, I mean, just being very honest and upfront, it's a lot about just conquering the inner demons that you're fighting, the fears and everything else, just, like, the fears that you have. Okay, like, what are the others gonna think of me? And yeah, it's just, like, regardless of what you want, like, they're just simply all the hours that you have to work separating you from all the results you want to achieve. And me knowing that investing, like, 5,000 hours or 5,500 hours into all of the stuff that I want to achieve this year, like, okay, like, essentially that's the thing that's separating me from the results that I want to have. And I'm fully able and fully committed just making this commitment and making this investment. And being 75 years old, looking back in my life and just knowing that I've invested and done all the things that I wanted to do, I'll just be super happy. And there's not going to be so many things that I would have hoped for. Like, for me, even in terms of, like, if you want to just know the tactics and techniques I'm using for enjoy life enjoyment, I literally just eliminated all sub 9 out of 10 life enjoyment things out of my life. So in terms of, like, okay, I don't go and do normal dinners here in Vienna. I don't go out to parties. I don't go out to anything that's average. The only thing that I do is I do only 10 out of 10s. So essentially right now I went to Dubai. I lived in the one of the most prestigious resort that was out there for 2 days because I didn't have more time to spend there. I had to do some more work here and also go for family occasion here in Slovakia. So back home. So yeah, essentially spent there. We had Bugattis underneath our windows. It was a lot of fun. I drank the best coffee. I spent time with the best people that I could have possibly spent the time with. Super like-minded, a lot of fun. Like, literally, it was a super fucking blast. I literally had more fun than in a very long period of time. I was laughing all the time. It was just super fucking fun. I ate at the best restaurants with the best view ever. I've visited the best resorts. It was 10 out of 10. Right now, I'm back and I'm going to grind, and I literally feel no regret about grinding and not doing any other 5 out of 5 stuff, like, literally. And when the time to enjoy comes, I'll just be 100% committed to actually enjoying my life. And it's a lot about just being super selective about the stuff that you're doing, like, and not being like kind of flimsy, but just being super ridiculous about the focus and the stuff that you're working on. So Not sure if there's anything else. I'll still have to go to the gym. Actually hit the gym seriously this day, since this was a really ridiculous week in terms of even my diet and everything else. And yeah, the more you do, the better you get. And it's like the relationship with money that you have, it's very interesting. For me, I mean, we'll see in the next 2 years. Literally for me, just getting into Tukoma Club Award is the ground step for everything that's yet to come. And so I'm just like super up for reaching that. I know that even right now, saying I'm not a millionaire yet, far from that, but rather just, I guess like when I'll just achieve that, I know that there won't be anything much that will change in my life in terms of even the things that I enjoy. Like I'll just rather keep working on the stuff that I'm working on just to be one of the best in the world, because that's the stuff that I love working. Perhaps I'll just upgrade my setup a bit more just to be even a bit more focused. I'll onboard a few more people on board just to help me with all the stuff that's going on. I'll invest, I guess, a bit more into all of the education that I'm actually taking, for more mentorship and everything else. And I guess like in terms of everything else, I'll just, okay, like whatever, you just kind of keep playing the game, because it's an infinite game. You can't really win this. You just, like, the only way you win this is by keep winning. So just kind of keep at it and keep doing the stuff that's creating results for you that you like so much. Yep. So yeah, I guess like that's really it. There's nothing else to say from my side. I'm a bit tired today, but at the same time, I'm just like super freaking committed to making this happen. So I'll hit the gym, and then we're going to work some more, about like 4 more hours, I guess, today. Literally still thinking about like increasing my sleep to 8 hours. I'm gonna see how that goes. And yeah, I mean, the more time you invest into all of the things, the better you get. There are no shortcuts. And me at the end of my life, I guess, looking back at my life and just really having all the 10 out of 10s there in terms of life, enjoyment, opportunities, and even the people that I actually love in my life, I'll be super satisfied with that. There are many people who I'm just literally, who I've been friends in the past, even like acquaintances, etc., who I'm like, literally, okay, if I won't ever see you again in my life, I'm like just super open and I don't really care. Because like, okay, there are many other people and many other occasions, many other things that I'm really searching for. And for me, the perception of actually going and wasting my time and like telling myself, okay, I have to relax now, because that's what the majority of the people do, and just watch TV, watch Netflix 2 hours every single evening because I'm a freaking weirdo. Like, fuck that. Like, literally, fuck that. Stuff it up back in your ass. Like literally, fuck stuff. Tell weekends to go and fuck themselves. Literally, like, Sundays. Like, who cares about what day of the day it is? Like for me right now, I'll just rather work 400 days straight and then go and have a banger vacation in Maldives and stuff. Because like those will be the special moments, those special 10 out of 10s that you'll remember until the end of your life, and like something that you'll be really proud of, rather than just going somewhere into a mediocre location, just doing mediocre stuff, because that's also setting your identity of the person you think you are. I would just rather be 10 out of 10 a few times every single year, rather than just experiencing so much stuff every single day, so much mediocre stuff. I don't really care about that. Yeah, I mean, that's it. In terms of even alcohol and stuff, I literally just stay away from that, because I need to have 100% of my mind ready for the stuff that I'm working on. So yeah, that's about it. Cool, guys, I'll leave you with this. I need to gather sufficient amount of energy just to be able to go ahead and crush the workout. And with that being said, it was great speaking to you today. I'm super pumped up to be back here again, and I'm gonna catch you in the next one. Biggest fan. Bye bye.